Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're tuned in to Stephanie Speaks. I'm your host, Stephanie Cosby. Good morning. Today it is October 27th, Friday morning, and it is a beautiful day here in Panama City, Florida. And the topic today is, the title of my show is When You Don't Want To Anymore. When you don't want to anymore. And I'm going to be talking about something that I'm just tired of. I'm at the end of my rope, and I'm just tired. So if you would like to call in, the call-in number is area code 516-595-8270. The call-in number again is area code 516-595-8270. And if you would like to connect with me, I do have a Stephanie Speaks Facebook page wall. You're welcome to put comments. You're welcome to log in there right now if you want to, because I have Facebook pulled up. So I want to get started. And you see that the title has to do with relationships. And before you get ready to throw the phone or hang up or disconnect or however you're listening, please don't, because it's not what you think as far as about relationships. Actually, this is a response into something that I was told by a friend the other week. We were having a conversation, and like I said, it's disheartening. It's very hard to be single nowadays, and it's a little disheartening. And, of course, I was giving her the single girl gripe and whatnot, and she stated that I needed to date because I don't know how to relate to men. And it stung, but at the same time, it was the hard truth. It's just something that I didn't want to be called out on, and I feel that way. And a couple of months ago, I put myself back out there again, wanted to see, hey, do I still have it? And do I know how to relate to men and whatnot? And I have to tell you what happened. And I have not had the best luck with relationships. I have not. I am divorced. I am a single parent. And I just have not had a lot of luck with relationships. I dated a lot in my, not so much in my 30s. In my 30s, I was focused on raising my son. I lived out of state, and I had a lot going on during that time. So dating has always taken a back seat to everything. But it's not easy to put yourself out there either. No one likes rejection. No one likes that. Again, the call-in number is area code 516-595-8270 if you would like to chop it up about this topic. So it's like, given all of that, meeting people and even trying to get to know someone, we're not even at the relationship point in 2017, is difficult. I mean, you can go to mixers, you can join groups, you could do everything on the planet, and it just does not work out. I really don't want a coach. I thought that when I saw the show Help, I Need Love with Paul Carrick Bronson, I thought that would be something that I would want to put myself out in. And even though he's classy, I love the show, I'm at a different headspace now once I tell you what recently happened. And everything now is about dating apps. You know, you hear about Tinder and this and that. I'm not about that. And everything is text messages. You know, sometimes you want a call, and it's just a whole lot of things that I don't like. And people, at the end of the day, and I'm using this as a generalization because you still may have some out there to do, but for the most part, they're not interested in a relationship. They're interested in friends with benefits. We can sleep together. We can have sex all day. They want to hook up. Okay, you're attractive. I want you. We can hook up. Or other things that I don't even want to think. Group stuff, polyamorous, this, that, the other. All kinds of crazy stuff that I've heard about and have found out over this crazy journey. And I just can't. I just cannot. And the incident that really put the nail in the coffin and put it just bought everything full circle for me is my friend gets a number from someone who I met 2 years ago. So this is not a random person. He passes his number along, which I don't think that a real man does. But okay, you knew how to reach me, was through my friend. Okay, whatever. I sat on the number for a little while because something had happened 2 years ago and it was just questionable with him. And against my better judgment, I decide to call. Well, of course, we see each other. Had a beautiful time. So I thought. Didn't leave there with no animosity. Didn't leave with a bad taste in my mouth. Felt pretty good about everything. Felt pretty positive. And no, I did not leave thinking, this is my man. This is my boyfriend. I'm at the age now, it sounds juvenile even seeing boyfriend. So no, it wasn't nothing. But I figured I will be possibly seeing you together. And this could be the start to something great. We had over a 3-hour conversation. So, okay, you don't talk to a person that length of time and it's nothing there. There was no awkward pauses. We're just about finishing each other's sentences. We have a lot of the same interests. Just everything, just a go. And no, I wasn't one of these women. I was just so excited because I was just in the presence of a man. No, it wasn't like that. I was very cool and calm and collected. I knew how to handle myself, and I just left there with a good feeling. Okay, I'll be seeing him again. Didn't know when, but we thought, okay. Now, within 2 days, I get a text message, and it's basically saying how great I am, but he's just not ready, and he's working on himself. Okay, what do you do with that? You have no choice but to accept it, because what do you do with that? You're not ready to be back out here. Okay, then why are you passing your number along? Why are you putting yourself out there like you want to meet somebody? Why on why? But see, what my friend doesn't know is that I'm not stupid. I'm by no means stupid. And I had combed his social media. And the night after you put a message up saying that you was going to love someone forever, that was not meant for me. So you were still tied to previous mess, what didn't even have anything to do with me. That's what this is about. No, it's not that you're ready. You was just coming out of a mess and maybe needed to work on your issues and stay alone. That's what you should have done. But I didn't say anything. I said, okay, fine. He wants to work on himself. Let him work on himself to be a better man for someone else, because I knew at that point you was not going to be my man. You was not working on yourself to better yourself for me. So fine, go and do what you do. But only because we travel in some of the same circles, and I didn't want it to be awkward the next time I saw him, and because of the person that I am and I know his struggles, I decided to reach out to him 2 months later. 2 months. We should be past all of this. So I reach out with a text message just inquiring how you're doing. You carry on a conversation like you know who it is. I'm like, okay, this is good. He's in a different space. You asked the question where I knew you had no idea who I was. So for you to be so eager to talk to people, you either assumed that I was someone else or you're on numerous dating sites and people text you all the time. That's all it could be. But what got me is that you don't even know who you're talking to, but yet you're having conversations. And I explained to him who I was, and I got the blind, well, thank you for thinking of me. No, thank you for showing me what a jackass you are. Thank you. So upon that, I made a decision, and I'm just done. I'm just done. Yes, that hurt. Ouch, it stung. And you would expect this kind of behavior out of a 20-year-old, not to put his age out there. He's over the age of 30. Okay? I don't play games. And let's keep it real. If he was in demand like that, he wouldn't have been passing his number along to my friend. So don't even try to play yourself. And I'm not trying to take a swipe at him. He's a decent-looking young man. He's very talented with some stuff. He's out there as far as publicly. I would take none of that from him. But it just brought me to a conclusion, because before this, I had been out of the loop, out of everything for 3 years. I gave myself time to heal after the last breakup, work on myself, not focus, to do all the stuff that you're here to do, and then to put my toe back out here to just try things again. Like, you know what? I've got to leave the male species alone. Leave them alone. I don't know what I'm going to do. I am a grown woman. I guess I'll figure it out. But I cannot keep going through this. I'm not going to waste my time trying to figure out what males are thinking. I'm not going to try to figure out what makes them tick. I'm not interested in their wants and desires. I'm just to the point where, just to be straight up about it, I just flat out don't care. And my word to my friend is, that's how we're going to relate. I want to stay in my lane, and they would stay in there. And for my friends, because this is not the first time this has happened, I've only had one that has sense to not try to play matchmaker. Don't try to play matchmaker. You think you know what I want. You think you know me. You don't have the first idea in that arena. And you really don't know the characters who are such great and nice guys that you're trying to fix me up with. They're not. They're not. And it puts a strain on our friendship, because it all in the end comes back to you. Right now, I'm in a situation that's going to put a strain on the friendship, if we're even going to be friends, because of this person. And as bad as I don't want him to be a factor, he is, because of the choices that you two guys have made. So it's all good in the neighborhood. If, you know, it happens that way, it happens that way. But like I said, I just think that I'm done with the male species. Take from it what you may. You may assume, well, damn, what is she going to do, start liking girls? No, it's not even that. It's just that I can't deal with men. Like I said, I know I can carry on a conversation because I talk to men all the time, maybe not in a personal setting, but I work with the public. So I know I can carry on a conversation. I don't think that I'm that bad to look at, but I'm not here to try to sell myself. You know, I'm just not about that. I have a life to live. I have work to do while I'm here, and I just don't have the time for BS. I don't. And like I said, it's probably going to be empty life, a little bit lonely, but I think that I can do this, because like I said, I can't put myself in positions to be hurt. If you keep getting hurt and you keep getting hurt in the same place, which is your heart, it's never going to heal. So I'm hearing that my time is almost up. So that's what I wanted to get out. That's kind of like my open letter addressing all of this. And I feel a little bit better. I always close my broadcast with love one another. We don't do nearly enough of that. And this person showed me no love. That's fine. He gets none from me. I know they say you're supposed to love your enemies, but I don't wish bad on him, but he will get nothing from me in the way of support, friendship, nothing. Because like I said, he's not a good person. What's going on this weekend? Tonight, Bay plays Mosley at Arnold. And Thunder Beach Motorcycle Fall Rally is going on in Panama City, so keep your eye out for the bikers. And like I said, I'm out of here. I probably will come on with some live broadcast, but think about what I said, when you don't want to do it anymore. So I'm trying to think. There will probably be some stuff going on with the kiddies, too, for Halloween. Oh, and Lucky's Market in Panama City open. I kind of went to their grand opening. They've only been open a couple of days, and it is a great place to shop. So always give yourself options. If you are a person that's into organics and that sort of thing, it is definitely the place for you. On that note, I hear my time counting down, so I'm going to go ahead and end this broadcast. Bye-bye.